my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS tucker.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're going to get this Terramax out.
Going to
live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Chronicle.su, Hate Radio was brought to you proudly by Leopold Schroker Incorporated, who brought you such wonderful products as the Panoptosphere, Terramax, the Panopticon, and the coffin that shoots you down the fucking multiverse. This is Hate Radio. I'm HateSec, and joining us live this evening is befriended and betrusted internet author Kilgore of Chronicle.su. Kilgore, how the hell are you? We're going to enunciate. Enunciate. Bill, sorry to kill that fucking... kill all the momentum. You have to promise me tonight that you're going to enunciate every word.
Right now I'm looking at boat people in Asia.
That's nice. It's real nice.
They're on boats.
What are they doing on those boats?
This looks like a sweet hippie boat.
What do you...
They got great boats. I don't know. They live their whole life there. It's their house.
On the boat?
Yeah. What do you do? What do you do on a boat?
What do you do on a boat?
You migrate. What you move around and you stay on the fringes of society.
What would I do on a boat?
You ever heard of the cart people?
The cart people?
The travelers, they live in little wagons.
Gypsies. You're referring
Don't
to gypsies.
Say that. No, no.
They live on the outskirts of town?
Not well, here's the thing. Gypsies, first of all, is a deplorable term to use.
Well, I don't...
They're the Roma people, first of all.
They're beautiful.
And second of all, the beautiful Roma people. And second of all, people who live a life on the go in carts are... they're all around the world, man. They're not just the Roma. There's also the travelers, people in Ireland.
Gypsies.
And there's... Well, how about the shepherding peoples of the steppe plains?
They were like... okay, so...
I don't think they really live in carts, though. I think they live in yurts.
Dude, I got to listen to a Bedouin Arab talk during George Bush's offensive. And he was talking about how people were pushing him out of the desert. And or just pushing him around the desert and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Bedouin Arabs are another group that travel and make camps. I wonder if they play guitar and get fucked up and sing songs and shit too.
What if they're humans? What if they're humans just like us?
They're just like us.
But different.
Like the celebrity magazines? You should have pictures of the Roma people walking around with like no shirt on, a basket of fruit. They're just like us. Like shopping. They go shopping too.
God.
They do their taxes too. and they're like, he's like frustrated, trying to crunch all the numbers from that year's pickings.
Yeah, dude.
The Internet Chronicle, who sponsored, as always, by Liebel Drucker Incorporated. What do you think of Liebel Drucker? Do you think they're a good company?
They're the best company that has ever existed in the history of reality.
What makes them so good?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Firstly, they're run by the hard-ass dictator, probably Theodore Sakers, who doesn't give a fuck and increases his power however he sees fit. And secondly, they've got Angstrom H. Troubadour, the ultimate in knowledge, the final word in all humanity, just the greatest man to ever live. I mean,
he's a smart man.
We all love to hate Raleigh Theodore Sakers, but we all of us know Dr. Troubadour should be the God King Emperor of the world.
He's loved and adored.
Sure. He's hated too by the mainstream doctor world.
They just can't wrap their heads around him.
But really, they secretly praise him.
He's like their Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, that's right.
I just don't get him. He does open vivisections, but he doesn't, you know. No, he's not that kind of doctor. We discussed that earlier about him, how we liked that Dr. Troubadour never went down that dark path. He's a real bro, and it's nice to have him on the staff at Chronicle as a consultant. He does good work. But you mentioned earlier Raleigh Theodore Sakers. And he is, he's a real character. Our publisher, Raleigh Sakers, has asked us to read his full statement on the air tonight at some point during the broadcast.
My God, read it.
I guess this is just something he's making every affiliate do. I don't know.
We're the only affiliate, though.
Well, we're the only true affiliate. All those other affiliates, like totallyfalse.info, and
Sinclair.com,
and yeah, and LiebelDrucker.com/publishing is I don't know, but he's doing it to us. He's making us read this thing. So
does he mention totallyfalse.info?
Not in this document that I can see.
Oh man, I haven't heard about them in a while.
It's been a hot minute. I freaked that guy out when I called him.
You spooked him, man.
I did.
He was already spooked, and you made a situation twice as bad.
It was a spooky, ooky world that he was just barely dipping his toe in, and I gave him the full attention. And I don't know why, I just wanted to fuck with him.
You probably sent the chills down his spine.
When I called, he's had his family like wallowing around in the floor at his feet, and he's back in his easy chair, and he gets a call from a strange number.
Hey, this is... Suddenly the Terramax.
Terramax set in.
And it can be... Did you know that the mere voice of Raleigh Theodore Sakers through your phone can trigger a reaction causing your brain to produce its own Terramax? That's how powerful that guy is.
And Raleigh says he takes it every morning as part of his breakfast.
Yeah, he does.
Bacon and eggs, a glass of toast, and his milk, he'll drop a Terramax long-release dissolving tablet, and he'll drink, I don't know, 3 or 4 of those before he goes to work.
Now, what does he do at work?
He's just
got a fridge full of beer.
Remember when he goes back to his motel? No, he's. But you remember that time we saw him on the underneath the overpass there by the on ramp to the interstate.
Yeah,
and you were like, "What
we
the
brought
fuck?"
Him in.
Yeah,
we told him, "Listen, man, we're going to let you run things your way, and you're going to get one back on society, and they're going to gasp and just look at you in awe as you prove everybody wrong about you in your whole life, and you're going to be a billionaire. Let's face it.
And I guess that's what this statement is about, but anyway, maybe we should get to it.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
It says, this is from Raleigh Theodore Sacre, publisher, Liebel Drucker Incorporated, CEO. He says, I trickery trucked out to the docks. I frickety fucked and I fuckety sucked. Great big, juicy, slippery, slimy cocks. I'm as sane as a mammal, as daft as a loon. Why, my prostate is swollen, as big as a balloon. I'm in trouble with money, bookies, and cops. I'm in trouble, my sonny, and it never stops. Why, your mother has left us, took off with a man, and your father is me, your uncle, your pops. For I fucked my own sister, my hormones compelled it. It's a sin so sweet, I swear, you could smell it. Don't cry for me, Dr. Troubadour, this old fox, because I am already dead, walking around, oh, just to tell it. Raleigh Theodore Sakers.
You just triggered a release of terror, Max, in my head.
He's a troubled publisher. And seems to represent that which is truly awful.
You think he not only represents it, I think he embodies it in his very soul, his essence, his being.
You can feel his soul in that statement.
Yeah.
You're right, he just embodies it. What the hell? Let's see. We've got his bio pulled up here. Let's see what it says about him. President, CEO, Liebel Drucker Incorporated. Our founder, Raleigh T. Sakers, was once a successful business leader. Now he runs Liebel Drucker Incorporated. Before succumbing to alcoholism, Raleigh T. Sakers was a strong business leader and a very good man. I think we already knew that. I mean, he really had his shit together. He lost everything in the divorce, though, and alimony is kicking his ass, plus child support. You understand?
No, I never had a child support, but...
That's when Sakers got the idea to start a new company. He created Liebel Drucker with a vision. He wanted something he wouldn't have to think about, try very hard at, but also made him a lot of money. Liebel Drucker Incorporated is not just a shortcut to success for your business, but ours too. Sakers never turns off his personal voice recorder.
Damn, it's a powerful message.
He's a paranoid fucking guy. It's a
powerful message.
He recorded himself delivering that message to our office tonight at Cuthbert, Georgia. I thought it was sweet for him to include Dr. Troubadour in that statement.
Very sweet.
Because even Raleigh Sakers, for all his problems, he respects Dr. Troubadour on a certain level. I think he really knows who Troubadour is. I think they're bros.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think they're snuggled up together right now like a couple of puppies by the warm fire. What next? We read the statement. Now what?
Now we talk about the world and the big issues affecting everyone today.
I was banned from reddit.com/rpuppers. Rare puppers.
What did you do? What did you do?
Because they're using this baby talk, man. People are using baby talk on the internet. Like,
oh, you got banned because you don't want no more pupper baby. But a pupper is a baby talk itself. So it's like you're in the baby talk chat saying, don't say puppers.
Exactly. why do we have to have this fight? Why? What is with the fucking baby talk?
Motherfucking baby talk, that's why.
It's so creepy and gross. People type in things like what did it, like, I took a heck and fell, and shit like that. It's so fucking awful. Let's look at some of these titles. They have the nastiest, most bullshit baby talk titles. And these are adults, man. These are people with 9-to-5s, and it's a huge community. These are like adult babies. Futur is now friends. Friends is misspelled. A lot of letters left out. I can't be in park and in bed in the same time. What a time to be alive. E-L-I-V-E.
Jesus.
I mean, they're taking the baby talk to another level. And this is massively upvoted, disgusting shit for which they should be embarrassed and ashamed. Acting like fucking babies, dude. You sick fucks.
You think it's infantilism? That's that infantilism rising up again. You remember Operation Death Eater? So that was some infantilism.
Oh, it was. Tell us about it.
Oh, hell. What do you want to know about it? It's basically the same thing as Pizzagate.
But it's all by babies.
Well, it was like Pizzagate, except with friendly baby memes that were created by well-meaning grandmotherly types people. And like, you just need to... And it's like, we just need to hold these rapists and government accountable, and our world will be safe again. Forever and ever. Because they're all rapists after all. It's just how they get it. How they get in power. Tell you what.
Koala says he's been playing the multiplayer Prison Architect. He left it on all night to get more money. How do you like that Prison Architect?
Oh, I love Prison Architect. There's a multiplayer version now?
They just introduced multiplayer, so now you and a buddy...
Why would they do that?
I don't understand it. Is the money pooled, or where do you get off?
Is that it? What it is?
I really don't know.
I love Prison Architect.
My favorite thing to do is to trap as many of them as I can in as small a room as I can.
And like keep them on the brink of breaking forever and ever, right?
Yeah, it's just a small, hot room. I'll put radiators in there so that they're sweating and there's nowhere to shower. They have to, all they can do is just piss and shit. It goes nowhere. There's not even a drain in the floor. and then they fight each other. And occasionally the guards will go in with their guns and they kill them because they start to get rowdy. And so then the game is, how many more people can I keep alive suffering in this room before the guards have to go in shooting? And you can get it up to like 600 people, 1,000 people in like a 9-foot by 9-foot room.
Have a real concentration camp going on.
Meanwhile, the guards, they have to live in luxury just to keep their rest up, to keep the guards like regulated and in check to fight these people without killing them.
They're always watching TV. It's like when they watch TV, it makes them...
They watch that. They watch MSNBC.
Yeah, they're like, that's just their persecution complex. They need that TV or they can't do it. No drink machine, they can't do it.
They're watching Prison Nightmares on MSNBC.
Gordon Ramsay is in there yelling at guards saying, "Beat him harder, you motherfucker."
I know you can beat him harder than that.
Prison nightmares.
And you would do this thing where you you had like a staff of doctors, but there was no ward, so the doctors would rush out and like heal people in the prison and then return to their space, but they had no beds. No way to help these people except to go out and like heal them on the spot. So they're always all the time like rushing around with their special access.
That wasn't very good.
And the prisoners would steal their equipment, their hypodermic needles and stuff. But then that place finally burned down. You remember when that burned down? In 2015?
Yeah.
Or maybe it was 14. That winter.
I've never seen one burn down so violently and so completely. Yep. Like it was just gone.
Yeah.
Nobody survived. The worst prison riot in history.
Yeah, there was no way to escape it. They were so perfectly imprisoned that everyone died with the building. How many hundreds? It was like 600 maybe, or 300?
No, 300, yeah. I don't think I've ever done more than 300. I never got the art of concentration camps down. Mine just always self-imploded.
And now you're mastering the art of managing community rust bullshit.
Yeah.
And they're coming at you both fists a-flying?
Yeah. Put on that song.
They're attacking you right now?
Loaded. I want to hear Loaded Fist of Fury right now.
With my Loaded Fist of Fury. Doing what I do.
That's the one.
Just go. Punch. Fight. Fuck. Spring it, man.
I drink a lot of whiskey. I'm smoking all the time. I'm getting fucked up every goddamn night. Everybody's doing cocaine and starting up fights. And I'm living fast and pardon dying young with my goddamn Loaded Fist Fury. Doing what I do and I'm spitting in your face because I'm dominating you. Living hard and doing time and I don't give a fuck. And I've been beat down and thrown around and now you're out of luck and punch.
Fight, fuck. Punch.
Punch.
Fight.
Fight, fuck.
Thank you, Mike.
Punch. Fight.
Fight.
And fuck.
Jessica White and Hank the Third. Punch, fight, fuck. They were giving it to us, both fists a-flying. Doing what they do, spitting in our faces, and dominating you. On the Internet Chronicle, Radio Hate. This is the only place you would hear that fucking song. Where else in the world? Give me a podcast where you're going to hear dominating you. Bill, can you think of one? Can you name one? Oh, you know what? We lost Bill. We're going to restart the Discord. And bringing him right on back in. At Radio Hate. Technical difficulties brought to you by Raleigh Theodore Sagers. I think Raleigh was back there fucking around. And he pulled the plugs. I saw Raleigh dicking with it. Discord is not behaving at all. On Radio Hate Chronicle.su. We will call Wild Bill by way of the Skype shit. This technical difficulty brought to you proudly by Liebel Droker Incorporated. Bringing you such wonderful technical difficulties as the audio outage of 25 minutes ago. And I was telling him that I think Raleigh, I saw him at Cuthbert Dickin around with the plugs and stuff. And I don't think he knows what he's doing.
You know, I gotta admit something.
What?
When I was like 12 years old, I unplugged the PA system at Charles Cullen's first live show ever.
Oh, dude, you really want to admit that on the air? You sabotaged a Charles Cullen show?
I was just dicking around and I tripped on a wire and it got unplugged.
Oh, you did it by accident?
Yeah.
You didn't do it out of malice.
No.
Charles Cullen, if you're out there, that's what happened. If you're like, what the fuck? Somebody trip over this fucking cord? That is actually what happened.
I don't know if he'll ever use it as a gag again, but it did play to his intro.
What happened?
Because that's his thing, is to be really shitty, right?
Yeah, it's really shitty. Yeah.
And everybody loved it, actually.
And they wanted some more of it, is that right?
Love it. I want some more of it. Yeah, that's right. It's goddamn right.
It's goddamn right, baby. It's fucking goddamn right. I'll take you to Troubadours tonight.
Holy shit.
And I'll show you that car he just got. Twin turbo, supercharged, motherfucking horse leather seats.
God damn.
It's charged. I used to know a bunch of people with boats, and they'd talk about their boats.
Oh yeah, they, hey, it's boat day. We're going down to the boat to have boat time.
Yeah, he's got his outboard twin motor.
You trying a boat?
Is that a Starcraft with the sparkly paint job? They all had those sparkly paint jobs.
Yes, sir, it is.
And these boats would fucking skate across Lake James. It was crazy. I got to drive one of their jet skis, right? I was like 12 years old, riding a jet ski all by my lonesome. No, I was 11. And you don't get a sense really of like how fast you're going out there on the wide open water. So I was coming up on this boat, and like I spaced out or something because I'm 11, and I'm like, whoa. And then there's a boat like right in front of me all of a sudden, and I let go of the throttle and I cut it hard to the left, and I know I hit them with a spray of water. Like, that's how close I got to their boat.
They're probably like, fuck, you just did that on purpose.
Because, dude, if you're in a boat, you have no recourse. If something's coming at you, you're not going to get off the boat, though. So they're just watching in terror as this jet ski fucking zooms in towards them. Because you're not even supposed to be close to anybody out on the open water like that. That's nuts.
No. Yeah, I know. You could have died. That's like driving a car at someone and purposefully drive.
Yeah. I mean, nothing ever came of it, but it was pretty crazy. I think we ought to hide that jet ski for the rest of the evening. Troubadour. Got that Sea-Doo, though. He's got a Sea-Doo. It's like a three-person Sea-Doo. I'll take you to the Outer Banks, and we'll go ride on it. You, me, and the doctor.
You'll be all right.
His Corona flip-flops are so worn out. But they hang together.
That's him. That's him to the T, man.
Dr. Angstrom H. Troubadour is the real doctor who brought you many fine products, including the Panoptosphere, Mind Over Matter, At Home Singularity Kit, Anatoblock, the drug that got Governor Bob McDonnell in trouble, TerraMax, the drug that got Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe in trouble, the award-winning Red Bull Benadryl Recreational Drug Experience Plus, an all-new dieting strategy that revolutionized the modern man. He's so prolific.
That's actually true. That's very true. He's done everything and anything that could be done.
I mean,
and he's done it more than anybody else.
He is everywhere. He's the most interesting man in the world. Have you ever witnessed the birth of multiple universes? only to realize you were too stoned to verbalize it with your friends. That was a good, that was a great commercial.
Yeah, dude. That's the one right there.
That was the one that Terry McAuliffe was in, and it got him in trouble. That's when they were like, what the fuck is Terry McAuliffe doing at official government meetings?
Peddling, trying to control our reality.
Manipulating those girls' reality with his loud music and his LSD. Fucking maniac. Maniac. But really a wonderful human being.
He didn't do nothing. I don't believe what the fake news says about Raleigh.
No. The peer review scandal and all that was just... that was cooked up by the fake news media against him. And it sickens me when I see the way people try to drag Dr. Troubadour's name through the mud after all he's done. The man holds the cure to heart attack, stroke, brain death, and they're coming at him with this shit about, like, oh, we saw you smoking dope, you know? We know you'd published under different names to verify your own research. It's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
He never did any of that stuff.
He never did it.
No. And so what if some people who use his products complain of a sensation of experiencing themselves as shadows lurking in the periphery?
Yeah, fuck it. Who cares?
Who gives a fuck? That
we don't.
It says it on the box. Not, you know, if it comes to that, see a doctor.
We never said it would be easy.
But really, seriously, if it does come to that, discontinue use of mind over matter immediately. And avoid sleep for at least 36 hours. You gotta cover your bases when you're talking about some of his products. But that's just because he's so cutting edge. You know? Like, he's like Carl Sagan. He's just in everything.
I mean, he's got it all figured out.
And he's a great man.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Did they ever find Hot Wheels of 8chan?
He done it. I know he did. Didn't you see how he was denying it and shit?
No.
He was denying it so strongly, but yet it was obviously a joke, so why would he deny it like that? He must be guilty.
Let me see Hot Wheels on Twitter. Hot Wheels 8chan. I want to see this denial. What is his name on Twitter?
Oh, I forget.
He might have blocked me. He wouldn't call himself Hot Wheels on Twitter. He would call himself something else. What is his name?
I don't remember.
Frederick Brennan.
That's it.
Oh, here he is. I think he follows me. All right, let's see here. It would be in his replies, right? Where they're like, yo. You can say she's not God. He's like talking about other stuff. Do you remember what he said?
No.
Because I can't find it on here. Why was I tagged in this? Maybe this is not the Frederick Brennan. No, he's in the Philippines, right? Infinity Dev? I think there are two Frederick Brennans. That went nowhere.
It's probably more than two.
But really, they were talking about something today that they were going to publish. Right? There was something in the news today.
Who?
Some, there's some, like, mystery report about to come out. Apple removed Alex Jones from their app store.
Mm-hmm.
OxyContin billionaires are selling drugs to get you off OxyContin.
Thank God for the billionaires.
Call
it. How else would I get off OxyContin?
Yeah, you really, at this point, you need the billionaires, okay? We don't question that. Not here. New Colin Kaepernick ads have already created $163 million in buzz for Nike. And those other dudes melted their shoes to their feet.
Goddamn.
Goddamn, baby, jump in the fire, why don't you? Dallas officer goes home to wrong apartment, killing the man inside. That sounds like he just wanted to go kill a man.
Just to see him die.
Just to see him die. I don't want to talk about that story, though. It's depressing. Do you want to talk about the police killing this guy?
Let's get to the next story, then, yeah.
Okay. Hurricane Florence. State of emergency in North Carolina.
What's happening there?
It's about to get dirty. North Carolina's governor declared a state of emergency on Friday as the hurricane gets closer to the coast.
Cooper has declared a state of emergency as Tropical Storm Florence is forecast to strengthen as it heads toward our coast. I'm Marius Payton.
And I'm Angela Taylor. Along with the state of emergency, the governor has waived transportation rules to help farmers harvest and move their crops more quickly.
Dude, why are we listening to this?
Local and federal emergency management officials are working together.
This is important. We need to know about any natural disasters that will affect our neighbors.
Yeah, we need to and talk about it now. So if you're in North Carolina, head west into the mountains. Get over those mountains because it's going to be a strong one.
Tropical Storm Florence is not as gentle as the name suggests.
In fact, it's going to be very violent. There will be gnashing of teeth as a wave comes in and claims you and all the ones you love around you. That George Papadopoulos got sentenced to 2 weeks in prison. I thought it was going to be huge. But this should be big news, right?
Well, it's just a trumpeter gone to jail. Lock him up.
We just get caught up in it, man.
Lock him up. It's like a rock concert times 10 when I'm seeing Trump talk.
We just get caught up in it, man.
I hate so many things about the world, but he takes my mind over. It's almost like...
Oh, that's sickening. It's sickening. This is crazy, man. This is a crazy, crazy night of hate radio. What is today? Friday night? Is Friday night fever?
It's Friday night fever. You put that on the...
Yeah, let's put on Friday night. That
title.
Friday Night Fever by Georgie Strait. We got the Friday Night Fever, you and me, Kilgore.
Mm-hmm.
I love the sound of a jukebox playing, so I sit here while she's staying home, watching Dallas on TV. I love the taste of whiskey straight, but the strongest thing she ever takes is a sip from a small glass of Chablis. Though we're birds of a different feather, our love keeps us together, and she knows what's wrong.
she knows. I've got that Friday night fever. Sometimes a man just needs a breather. That sounds kind of like Raleigh's statement he was reading tonight.
Yeah.
I'm as sane as a mammal, as deft as a loon. Why, my prostate is swollen up like a great big balloon. That's that fucking song.
That fucking song.
Raleigh Sakers. Real man of mystery. But I heard that him and George Strait used to hang out in Nashville. And they would jam.
By golly. I bet that would have been something to hear.
Well, Raleigh used to go on these tirades at the people at his halfway house that would come in there and threaten to throw him out, and he would say, I played music with George Strait. And he would get in their faces about it. And he would, like, try to use it as leverage.
Yeah, I heard he also hung out with Led Zeppelin across the pond.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He got around. He knew the story about the fish. About them... Yeah. Fucking a girl with a fish.
Led Zeppelin did that?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. They were fucked up.
They said, hey, let's do it with
the fish. I'm not surprised, though. I can imagine John Bonham just being like insane on cocaine.
Yeah.
And grabbing a fish out of the nearest aquarium in a sexual erotic passion and then just fucking with it. It's just like, yeah, that's John Bonham.
He gets a little carried away, if you can't tell by his drum solos. And it should come as no surprise that he went out on the beach this evening and he's come back with a fish and we're all going to diddle this woman with it. So here we go. And she's ready for it because they're Led Zeppelin. She's like, yeah, just diddle me with the fish already. Let's fucking get this over with. I didn't know that this is the level to which you guys took it, but I signed up for it. And here we go. I think the thing that makes it questionable is, like, you know, what happened to the fish? Because, you know, well, they were young, right? How old were they when that happened? They were so big that they had, dude, what's going on here? What the fuck
what?
Is going on?
Sure.
I'm just spacing out. They were so big that they had a private jet.
Oh.
And so, of course, but yeah, how did they get carried away? Just in this sexual passion. This is so intense that I have to. Here's the fish. In a room full of people. Do you think that's cocaine?
Could be acid too.
Oh,
probably
yeah.
Both at the same time.
Everything
was. Need to hit some salvia.
You know when you're tripping and everything starts to feel like a cartoon? It's like you're in a cartoon.
Yeah.
And sure. It is slapstick hilarious. And the walls are turning, everything is two dimensional. And you're like, what the fuck? Am I in Itchy and Scratchy right now? And everybody's laughing. It's so silly. It's just a silly, silly time.
Yeah, it's almost to the point you can't take it sometimes.
Yeah. It could be much.
No, that's a good shit. That's a good shit. Right.
I think that's why Matt and Trey are such cool guys. Because they...
Whoever they are.
They would take it to that level. The South Park creators?
Oh. No, I've never... I don't... Yeah, I guess they're cool.
In the year 2000, Kyle's Mom is a Bitch or some song like that got nominated for an award, or two of their songs did. And so they're like, they wanted to wear like these big duck costumes, but they were thinking, nah, that's a little too, they can kick us out for that. We should wear what everybody else is wearing. So they got these women's dresses, and one of them put on a wig, and they took acid, and they show up at this event, this like awards ceremony, tripping their fucking balls off in the limousine on the way there. And then they get out, and it's like, you know that when you change environments and you're like in a room and, oh, okay, now we're outside, and it's,
oh yeah.
And it'll take you over. They step out to that scene, and it's a wall of microphones asking them, so what the fuck with the dress? And they won't address it. They agreed not to talk about the dress. And so they're like, oh, it's just such a majestic evening, and everyone is, all the stars are out, and everyone is so beautiful. And they won't acknowledge the reporter's questions. And meanwhile, the one who's not wearing sunglasses, his eyes are like saucers. he's looking at all the cameras like, what the fuck? Imagine creating that show. And then you're at, next thing you know, a few years in, you're at an awards thing. Like, you're still young, and you're still you, and you're like, and you're just fucking with everything. You created a dirty cartoon that you don't give a fuck, and you've proven that you don't give a fuck. And then everybody's just like, yeah, let's go with it. Those two dudes probably, and they're such good friends too. That's what's, you know, that's also pretty impressive. And it's probably because they were like, you know, tripping and actually having a good time doing what they do. That's fucking,
yeah.
That sounds like fun.
That's great. That sounds great.
Some good old boys, that Matt and Trey, Matt Stone and Trey Parker, got fucked up at this music awards where their music was nominated. We should get them on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
What are we at? We're about an hour. 45 minutes or an hour or something like that.
It's too long.
What do you think? What do you want to say to these animals who have tuned in tonight?
Get out of here. What do you think you're doing?
Shoo them away like they're raccoons. Get a broom. They're fucking animals. You've got to be a certain kind of fucked up to ever tune into something like this, right? You've got to have something like a screw loose.
Oh, they do.
To appreciate,
yeah,
this.
Sure, they do.
Fucking all animals. No, but they're cool people.
Get out of here, you
you fucking snakes. You fucking rattlesnakes in the grass. Every last one of you, you sick, savage motherfuckers. You have no business listening to tripe like this on the internet.
You couldn't understand it if you wanted.
Yeah, you couldn't rise to it because you're animals. And we're the people. Kilgore and HateSec are the people at internetchronicle.su, and you are nothing. Does HateSec tell them to fuck off one more last time?
Fuck off.
Change me if she could. I wouldn't change her, she's too good. Sometimes a man just needs a change of pace. I've heard all those come on lines, but I go home at closing time. I know no one could ever take her place. Now she's taking down her hair. She knows I'll soon be there to give her. She knows I love her and I need her, and I'm no cheater. I just got that right.